Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Hero who goes for 37. As you saw, it got involved and close, but kind of fake close. Boston never had the ball with a chance to tie. And the stat, this is a company you'd love to be keeping. As far as a 20-year-old or younger in the history of the NBA, only Magic Johnson has ever gone for more. That was in the 1980 NBA Finals. Tyler Hero, 20 years from being born. Tim Legler, we'll start with you. You're as capable as anybody with this screen. I don't know if there's something to show us or something to tell us or a little bit of both about what he did tonight that most impressed.
I think it more typifies the way Miami plays. Remember early in the Milwaukee series, you and I were having a conversation watching the game, and I said one thing about Miami, they never miss the open guy.
Right.
And that's why they're so difficult to catch up to. And you look at this team and you're thinking, man, they're a game from the finals with that roster going into the season. How? This is how. It's because they just don't make bad reads, typically. And this kind of also exemplifies what went on tonight, which is Boston making some mistakes here. This is a slipped pick and roll. If there's a slip, there's no reason to trap. Just go with them. And when the ball comes over, now you're perfectly matched up here. But that's not what happens. On this slip by Bam, if both defenders are now going to go with the basketball, when you go to the sideline, well, now you've got two here. You've got a ton of room in the middle of the floor. Watch the three Boston defenders on the weak side. Ball comes to Bam. Somebody's got to make a decision. Jaylen Brown makes the right read. And actually, the corner guys are doing the right thing. They're pinching to the shooters. Problem is, no one's accounting for Andre Iguodala. And he makes a nice little slip here behind. And then that means Marcus Smart is now going to have to react to that. And when he does, Goran Dragic is wide open. So this is a beautiful ball movement underneath the rim. Quick touch pass by Iguodala. Ton of playoff experience out of that guy. Perfect. Hit Dragic all the time in the world. I think that was the biggest shot of the game.
Agreed.
Pushes it out to seven. And now this one's just kind of fun. So Jimmy says, all right, I'm going to go ISO here. Waves Tyler Hero out. Jason Tatum is guarding him. He doesn't go with him. He just stays right here because he thinks Butler's going to isolate. He's going to go get a double team. Kind of what happens. So as Jimmy's backing him down, you see now Jason Tatum's eyes aren't on Tyler Hero anymore. He's staring at Jimmy Butler. Marcus Smart is picking up Dragic as he's coming around. And look at the read by Hero. Beautiful cut right here to the basket. Weak side, unaware. Hero catches it, flips it in. Even that is a fairly difficult shot, and he made it look like he knew before he even made the cut what the result of that was going to be and even how he was going to shoot it. Mm-hmm. That's what you and I were amazed at watching him all night, just how sure he is of what the result's going to be, and he shouldn't be that sure.
And I think there's two things there. You cut that hard because you know your teammate's going to find you,
right.
And you also, even at 20, look at the shot clock and know, I got to make something happen, and he does. I mean, it's just everything seems slow to him, and now they have a commanding lead. As for Boston, Brad Stevens, their head coach, the Celtics knows that it's an uphill climb, but his guys stayed in the fight late.
Hero's shot making tonight was, you know, in addition to the things we just talked about that were our own issues, was the difference in the game. Jimmy was great late. Adebayo was his typical self. And Dragic made some big plays. But Hero was, ridiculously good tonight. That ball, the rim must have looked like the ocean to him.
I'm sitting next to a guy that you remember those nights,
yeah,
right?
Where
the bucket looks like the ocean you can't miss. But it wasn't just making threes. It was just he had all the tricks in the bag. And I just wonder at 20 how it's this mature. You know what I'm saying? How is this game this fully cooked?
Yeah, and what Brad Stevens is talking about right there, I call it unaccounted for offense, right? So they're in the locker room. They're preparing for this team. And Hero's been great. So they're talking about Tyler Hero. But when a guy goes like that and plays like a star and is the best player on the floor and for all intents and purposes right now still considered a role player, and a guy does that to you, you can't overcome that if you're Brad Stevens. And I just thought he made every right read in the first half. He was the only guy in offensive rhythm. Now the question is going to be at halftime, does Boston adjust to that? Do they cool him off? Because he's never done this offensively in a game. And he just got more comfortable as the night went on. I just thought the array of shot making is what now we're being surprised at. I remember the first time I saw him in person was in the Vegas Summer League. I saw him for about 10 minutes, and he came off a screen to the top of the key at about 28 feet, and he caught it, turned that hip in, and let it fly. And I said, okay, and it went in. I said, okay. I didn't know it was that effortless from that deep. That, in my mind, said, okay, this guy's going to be in a different category. But now it's the handle, It's the finishing ability. It's either hand. It's opposite foot. It's the Euro step. I mean, he's doing things now with such a rapid progression. It sometimes takes guys 2-3 years to improve as much as we've seen Tyler Hero improve, even in the bubble. That's how much better he has been even than he was in the regular season. And tonight, obviously, a star performance.